Unit 3. Teen Job Interview Tips.
Hello, and welcome to our show on useful tips and advice for teens who are going for a job interview in the near future. Good morning, Mr. Crane. What is the key to a successful job interview?
Hello, and thanks for having me on your show. Well, for a teen, the one and only key to succeeding at an interview is to do exactly what a professional candidate for employment would do. That's the best way to make a positive impression on a prospective employer and to enhance your chances of getting the job. I worked with a teen going on her first interview for a volunteer position, and she got the job offer on the spot.
Why was it so easy?
Good question. It was so easy because she dressed appropriately, answered questions in an informed manner, had questions to ask the interviewer, and in general made a very good impression.
Okay, I see. So can you probably provide our young listeners with some, how to put it, teen interview guidelines which will help them to make a perfect impression?
Of course, no problem. As I've already mentioned, the most important rule for a teen being interviewed is to dress appropriately. Unfortunately, the clothes teens might wear every day to the mall or out with friends usually aren't suitable for an interview. Girls should take care that their clothes aren't too revealing and that they're not wearing too much makeup. Boys should make sure they have clean fingernails and look neat and tidy, so baseball caps and used jeans are a no-go.
How can teenagers prepare for the interview in advance?
It's important that they don't just show up for the interview. The more information they have prepared in advance, the better impression they will make on the interviewer. It's advisable to get working papers, if necessary, and references before starting to look for a job, and to bring a completed job application and a resume, and take a pen to the interview. Moreover, it's useful to prepare some questions which show your interest in the company and the position offered.
What can you advise teenagers about important behavioral rules during the job interview?
It's essential to have good manners when being interviewed. Teens are supposed to shake their interviewer's hand and not sit until they're invited to. They should neither use slang nor swear words. And they shouldn't slouch in the chair. They should be polite, positive, and professional throughout the interview. It's important to impress the interviewer from the beginning until the very end.
What else is essential to consider?
You have to know on what days and at what times you are available to work. The employer is bound to want to know. Flexibility is definitely an asset because the more you are available, the easier it is for the employer to set a work schedule. It's essential for teenagers to know how they're going to get to and from work. If their parents take them to the interview, they should wait outside. It's important that the teenager speaks for him or herself and connects with the interviewer without someone else's assistance.
Okay. I also assume that being on time is also a must, right?
Exactly. I'd recommend being at the interview site a few minutes earlier. Punctuality is one of the most important factors.
Which faux pas is made most often in teen job interviews?
Many teenagers often forget to remove facial piercings and to cover tattoos. This is highly unprofessional unless piercings and tattoos are fitting or even desirable for the place of potential employment.
I can't imagine. So, finally, Mr. Crane, what do you advise teens to do after the interview?
It's definitely advisable to thank the person for the interview. If you have an email address, send an email thanking the interviewer for their time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Crane, for this very interesting and informative interview. I think that you've helped a lot of teenagers who are about to apply for their first job.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. Good luck to all the teenagers out there. Go for it.